Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Getting close to hooking you up with that password for Visa Bank
Extreme.
You'll need that password so that you can gain entry into one of our vaults. And once you're in that vault, stay in there as long as you can and pull out as much money as you can before that door closes. And you'll walk away with more money than you thought you would have this morning. Hopefully $5,000.
Yep.
Now, before we get into something that is supposed to make people happy, but not Kelly, let's talk about something that does make Kelly happy.
Okay.
Rothy's.
Yes. Hey, when you're calling in to play Beat the Bank
Extreme,
you should be wearing some cute shoes.
Why not?
When you do anything in life, your shoes should be cute, ladies. But here's the thing. A lot of times we suffer for fashion's sake because we think we have to be wearing these high heels. It's causing so many problems with our feet. My mother can't even wear heels anymore because of the damage done by heels earlier. So this is when you need to be kind to yourself, but also look super cute. And that's what Rothy's are all about. These Rothy's are just the most loved brand. Once you have a pair, you're going to want more and more to add to your collection. They come out with so many new styles all the time, prints, patterns. They've got the sneakers, the loafers. They've got these cute little slip-on sneakers now with the higher ankle, so they're really trendy. I love my red camo pointed toe. I've got the solid black slip-on sneakers. I can't wait to find out which pair I'm going to order next. I kind of treat myself every once in a while. Now, Rothy's are made from plastic water bottles. I don't know how they do it, but they're super comfortable. As soon as you slip them on, there's zero break-in period. For some reason, you step in a mud puddle or something, you just throw them in the washing machine.
Boom.
It's really that simple, and people just love their Rothy's, and you want to be part of the Rothy's family, right?
Yeah.
So go to Rothy's.com/kid. That's Rothy's.com/KIDD to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for at Rothy's.com/kid.
Now, that makes Kelly happy right there. This study, however, did not. And in fact, it got her ranting a little bit during her commercial break.
I was so hot, JC.
I know you were.
She's so mad.
From the Journal of Happiness Studies, am I right, Al? Was she not?
She was ranting. She was on the verge of a rant.
She was laying on the ground.
Sometimes things hit me the wrong way or the right way.
It says exercising keeps you healthy and helps you live a longer life, which we know.
Absolutely true.
But it has some serious mental benefits too. A study found that being physically active increases your odds of being happy, even if it's just as little as 10 minutes of physical activity per week.
And that's crap.
No, it's not crap.
Sounds like it's time to find a workout you love and stick with it to keep your mood up and keep you happy,
there
Kelly.
There you go, Kelly.
No. I'm telling you, I know working out is good, and I want to look good, and I want my stuff not to jiggle.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have a little butt and all that stuff. But every time I go to the gym, I want to walk out halfway through and quit. I hate it. I hate working out. I've never enjoyed it. I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Have you ever found something that you...
No.
I always tell people, find what you hate to do the least in terms of exercise. But Kelly, you're trying to do so much cardio and like jumping and lifting.
Hate it all.
All of it?
All of it. I don't like doing stuff that I'm not good at. I'm like, why do I need to do this move to mix it up and make it more interesting? I don't need it to be interesting. I just want it to be something.
Well, how about jumping jack?
I hate jumping jack.
Why?
Who likes jumping jack?
I do.
I like jumping jack.
Jack loves them.
I may not be the only person, but I know I'm one of a handful who has been fired by a trainer. Because I just don't like it. I don't enjoy it. It takes a very special person to work out with me because they have to listen to my mouth.
That's the
maybe if you opened up to welcoming the exercise.
No, I don't like it. How am I going to change my mindset at this point in life? I felt this way my entire life.
Because we've talked about this before. You control.
Mind over matter.
Yeah, you control your mind.
Sometimes
I will do it. I will do it.
I know you do it, but
I do not. I do not happily do it.
Because I've watched your Instagram video sometimes. You'll do some stories, and you're complaining.
And I'm looking at myself thinking, wow, I'm looking good.
Right?
I can see the changes in my body.
Think about that part.
Right? Doesn't mean I like it, and I'm not happy when I'm doing it. That's what I'm saying.
It's hard.
I'm not happy.
Exercise is hard.
It's hard.
Don't you find getting done with it? Once you're done with your workout, you're like, whoo!
I'm so glad that's over.
Yeah.
When do I have to come back? Ugh. That's what I'm thinking. I just, you know what? That's just me. Maybe that's just me. But I totally get it. I want to look better. I want to feel better, and I want to live a nice,
yeah.
I want to be able to, you know, so hover over the toilet, so I got to work on my core strength. I never want to have my butt cheeks touch a toilet, even when I'm old. That's my thing.
On your private toilet.
Yes. You've got to learn, you have to keep your thigh strength and your core strength.
Well, that's a good exercise.
It. It's all very important.
The toilet squat.
It doesn't mean I'm happy.
She was asking us, she's like, what's the point of jumping up on boxes?
What is the point of jumping up on boxes?
Oh, it's great.
Explosive movement.
Every time they tell me, I have this mental block about jumping on boxes that I'm going to fall. My shins are going to get scraped the entire way down, and then I'm going to end up falling on my face on the floor.
You need a smaller box.
Yeah.
No, because she has boxes she can jump on. It's just she's so afraid of hitting it.
I don't want to. And then she holds a rope out that I have to jump over back and forth. I'm like, I can't. I'm like paralyzed.
Like the fear plyometric.
Of tripping and falling and landing on my face.
What about Pilates and not jumping?
Pilates. That is hard.
We took Kelly out bike riding on fun day. I've never seen a person with a bigger scowl.
So
on
miserable.
Face.
I hated it.
What about Zumba? You like music and dancing?
Y'all look ridiculous doing Zumba.
Oh, Kelly
right there. Now. Y'all look ridiculous.
I see them coming out of their classes at the gym on Saturdays. They look also
very
thrilled,
happy, aren't
and sweaty.
They?
What about kickboxing?
Not for me.
Kickboxing.
I've done kickboxing.
Right? Yeah.
Boxing.
It's hard. I don't like it.
Boxing's great.
I'm not saying I don't do it, and I'm not saying it's not good benefits. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. What's the thing? But I always tell people find the thing you hate the least, because there's a lot of exercise I don't like that I'm not good at.
Right.
You got to find the thing
you hate the least.
You hate the least.
Squats. I'm pretty good at squats.
Oh, see, most people hate squats.
Yeah.
I've done them so much, I'm really good at it.
Well, that's why. Okay. You just have to practice
things. Just do squats. Don't even think about it as exercise.
Thank you. Then why do I have to do all the other stuff?
Okay, you don't. I'm just
thank
telling you.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Al.
Telling
since
you right
you plateau.
Now. I'm your new trainer.
Should we take Kelly and work out with her?
No. One day
she does Jenna's workout.
No.
One day she'll come and do my workout. One day she does Al's workout.
I'm not signing up for that. She's going to yell at me and make me cry.
It's true. I have made trainers cry.
Really?
They don't know what to do with me.
You know what will make you happy?
Am I proud to admit this?
No.
Maybe just a little.
I think there's a gym, I'm not sure where it is, that offers a workout, and they have a bar, a wine bar right there. You like wine?
I do, but isn't that kind of negating what you just did?
It might help you turn the whole mental attitude around about working out if you know there's a treat.
You get a treat at the end.
You get a wine treat.
The treat should be that I'm going to be able to zip my pants and my arms don't jiggle as much.
Yep.
That's the treat, right? Yep.
So you sure you don't want to work out with us? I think it'd be great.
It's really for the best, JC.
Yeah, no, dude. We don't want to do that. I'm telling you.
But I just want to know these people who feel happy.
Oh,
me?
God.
JC does.
You know what? Sometimes I truly exercise for 10 minutes, not for body, just because I need to sweat because it makes my mind more clear-headed and less stressed out.
It's like therapy.
I've never experienced that.
We got to find the right
one.
It's out there.
High. When I tried to train for a 5K, I remember sobbing doing the Couch to 5K app because there comes a point, I think, when you have to. I think my threshold was 22 minutes of running straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the turning point. And I was really afraid somebody was going to call 911 because there's this hysterical woman running away, obviously, from a tragic situation because I am sobbing as I'm running through the neighborhood. I'm like, I can't do it.
You're not the only one, Kelly. We're getting text messages. Karen wrote us, and says, Kelly, I hate working out too. Me, you, same. It's the worst.
But you do it. You do it, because
if it was easy, everyone would do it, right?
Kelly, I don't like working out either, but I just do it. I have a shirt that says, I won't quit, but I will cuss the whole time.
Thank
and
you.
I do.
Oh, that's Kelly's shirt.
I want that shirt.
That's Kelly's shirt.
That shirt.
It should say Kelly Raspberry right at the bottom.
Yeah. Kelly, have you tried having two drinks before going to the gym?
Actually,
that might get it.
Put her in a good mood.
Yeah, loosen you up.
Pre-workout.
Or pre-workout,
that
Kelly.
That is a thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, think about that one. Maybe
you won't even realize how bad you hated it because you'll be...
Because I'll be drunk.
Report back and let us know how that goes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, then try to have me jump over a rope and on a box.
Yeah. That actually might not be a good idea.
Yeah, no jumping.
All right.
No.
All right, Kid Nation, your chance to win some money is happening right now. We got a password so that you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And that password you'll need here in about 10 minutes is difficult.
Sure.
No relation to Kelly. Difficult is your password. So get ready to call in when we come back next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for round one of Beat the Bank
Extreme.
So we give you the password. You'll need that to gain entry into one of the vaults that we have remaining. And that vault could contain up to $5,000.
More money, more money, more money.
Maybe $2,000, maybe $1,000. Heck, even $600 would be good, right? Right. Any money's good. All you got to do is stay in there as long as you can. Did I give the phone number yet?
Nope.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll play with caller number 13.
Lucky 13, all right?
Lucky 13. Masked Singer is back tomorrow on your TV, but did anyone catch the finale of the Australian version of The Masked Singer?
No, I didn't.
Of course
you
didn't.
Get into this show.
Didn't make.
Oh, Jenna, it's great.
I tried with some friends the other night. We were like, I don't know.
All right, well, if you are keeping up with the Australian version, spoiler alert here, okay?
You didn't keep up with the U.S. version.
It turns out someone whose name just keeps getting mentioned lately ended up winning the show in Australia. Let's see if you
recognize the voice.
Get excited. No, that'll tell us who it is. Simpson won Australia's Masked Singer.
That's busy good timing with everything going on.
Right.
That's a little not fair.
A lot of PR.
Considering the fact that
isn't he a singer?
He's a professional singer.
Patti LaBelle is on the U.S. version.
Yeah, but Patti LaBelle's
Gladys Knight was on the first round and she lost.
They've got some professionals in there.
I can't believe Gladys Knight got knocked out first round. Yeah.
It's based on audience vote, right?
Yeah, but still.
They want to hear the younger.
The battle,
So, Cody Simpson, congratulations. You won Australia's Masked Singer.
And he won Miley's
heart.
Is it her heart or more her body parts?
Both.
Yeah.
Hearts and parts.
It's a good morning show.
Yeah, I'm hearts.
I'm parts.
Good morning.
All right, everybody. It's 24 past the hour. Part-time Justin, how are you doing, sir?
Good. Hello. What's up? Also, so good. Congratulations to Cody Simpson. But also, this week we're going to find out who wins Rhythm and Flow.
We finally get the finals.
Yes, we're going to get those last three episodes. So excited.
I think I'm on episode 4. I'm a little behind.
Yes.
Rap battles are the best, huh? All right, well, Justin, you wanted to try something new on the show.
Oh, yes. So, you know, I like to turn up. I like to go to the parties. I like to get wild. I like to get crazy. So this is my bit called Turn Up Tuesday.
Your goal on Tuesdays is to turn up.
Yes. To turn up your life. It doesn't matter if it's a hobby, if it's a dance party, if you're just chilling, relaxing, or if you're just working out. These are things that you can do.
Why'd you say working out, Justin?
Oh, because I forgot to say it. Because No, I didn't mean that, girl.
Am I allowed to go up on a Tuesday, perhaps?
Yes. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
Good.
You know, it's my goal.
Is the same.
It's my goal to one day do the full out Turn Up Tuesday and not sleep and come to work on a Wednesday. One day.
I mean, that's technically your Thursdays.
But also make it to work. So, with the first one, okay, Halloween parties are happening. If you don't have a costume idea, that's okay. There's always pre-parties that you can go to as well. And if you don't know a lot of people and you want people to come over and hang out and talk to you, just be bold in your fashion statements, okay? Fashion is the easiest thing to talk about or compliment on someone, and it's the easiest conversation. Big Al, he does a great job with those graphic tees that he's always wearing. IP and pools, or I want to party with
Miley. Don't encourage that.
They're conversation starters, Kelly.
Great conversation starters. We need to get one.
That one, Big Al's shirt says, Tequila es mi amigo.
Yes. And you bought this for me? Didn't you buy this for me? I thought you did. Or maybe Kenzie did.
Nah. Maybe Kenzie did. If it is, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Kenzie just buys people shirts if she thinks it goes along with their personality.
All right.
Amazing. Thank you. Then I was bold with these rainbow shoes that I'm wearing right now. I look like an art school substitute teacher, but I'm still happy about my outfit, and people have complimented me on this, so it is still cute.
That's the best thing you've ever called your shoes.
Yeah.
My shoes and my outfit.
The art school sub.
Art school sub.
Yes. Or if you want to bring attention, you get computer reading glasses that change up your whole look.
So cute, right?
Yes.
I love them.
Oh, my God. You look so cute, Kelly. And,
your
like,
blue blockers.
Smart. Okay, I love that. Okay, so fashion. Okay, if you're going to a party and you're worried about meeting people and you want something to start a good conversation, be bold with your outfits.
Okay.
Okay? It's fashion, y'all. All right. Dance moves, okay?
You need these at the party for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so these are all tips right. at a party.
Uh-huh. Return up.
Oh, I got more, though. Not just for a party.
Are there a lot of Tuesday night parties?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of parties. It's Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
But you take it to
and
the
tequila.
Weekend, too, okay?
Oh, so, this is our instructional day.
Yes, instructional day. Some tips to work
so
on.
How to practice for turning up on the weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or just on the Tuesday as well, or wherever you're going, okay? Because there could be a dance party on a Tuesday as well. And there's three dance moves that are really popular right now. If you got TikTok, you're going to find them. First one, let's talk about the waistband rock.
What's that?
Waistband rock?
Yeah, the waistband rock.
This translates well over the radio.
Waistband rock, okay.
Yes, so
okay.
you put one hand on your waistband, and
okay.
you put one up in the air,
okay.
and then you rock your hip.
I like that.
Rock. All right, yep. Do it when you're driving.
Yes.
Now, what's the embarrassment factor for my daughter? Because that...
I think this is in the ghetto.
Oh, your hip, y'all. Y'all are all doing it, too. Go, Jana. Kelly.
Lock it down. Have this in the ghetto. You put your hand on your hip and then you do that thing.
Right. Oh,
we're
singing right.
I like it.
All right, now let's take it to the whoa.
What's the whoa?
Cross your arms across your chest. It's just like a whoa.
Whoa. I've done that one.
Yes. Whoa.
You gotta snap it.
Whoa. What? Now we get it. Good morning, Kid Nation. It's Turn Up Tuesday.
Careful if you're driving. You might hit your steering wheel and hit the guy next to you, but it's fine.
Whoa.
You're doing
this
the
whoa. It's a workout.
Hit it.
He's doing
all
cardio.
Right. It's a workout, Kelly.
This is basically Zumba on the radio, y'all. Yeah. All right, last one. It's called the ZZ. This was made popular by Kodak Black for his song that he had out. And that's basically just taking your fists and making little U's with them.
I like this one.
Yes.
Minimal movement.
It is minimal movement. Okay. But when you're at it, everyone's going to be at these Halloween
like
parties.
Like you're doing a curl.
They're going to have music, right. y'all. Y'all just need to be able to rock that body. Rock
my
that body.
My favorite is the hand pant.
The waistband.
What is it? The
waistband rock.
The
that's
what?
My favorite.
If you're not careful, though, it kind of looks like, I have a question, and I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
what it looks
okay.
like.
Okay.
Parent, you want the embarrassment factor, and that's the highest, I think.
Yeah.
Question, DJ, what song are you playing?
That's what you're asking the DJ.
Yeah, when your hand's up in the air.
Oh.
I can't wait to be one of the chaperones at my kids' dances.
Oh, you're going to do that dance?
Oh, I'm doing all the dances. I'll be out there in the middle of the floor. By the way, I need a party to go
that's
to
really
for
cool.
Halloween.
Come to my apartment. I'm having a Halloween party for Block Party.
Because I officially have a costume.
Yes.
Yay.
I got one. And so does Kinsey.
You want to tell us what it is? You got to make us wait.
No, I'll make you wait. I don't want to blow it. Okay. But Kinsey let me know that hers costs a little too much.
Oh, like how much?
So
I got that photo of it, though.
Yeah, she had to buy clothes for it. But she says she can accessorize those things that she got for her costume for later on.
One quick question before we do the contest. So since Halloween is on a Thursday... And the weekend before, obviously, is Friday and Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
Do you wear the same... If you have a party on Halloween night, too, do you wear the same costume?
No. Nope.
Usually the party's Saturday. I think you got to go different.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to switch it.
You need two different Halloween costumes.
You know, my dilemma is I dressed up and did our photo shoot, but now I can't wear that same costume out this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big problem. And then also, Halloween's a whole day. You have the morning to dress up, and you can't be the same thing the whole morning because you got to be something new and different.
Costume?
Yeah. I got a handful of them. I have the ideas. I know where to get the supplies. Some include wigs and nails and contact lenses.
Yay.
And I'm very excited.
I really wanted to be a Pennywise, but I can't do the contact.
Oh, in your eye.
Yeah, I can't do the contact
lenses. Yeah, you can.
I can't do it, Jenna.
If I can do it, you can do it.
I can't.
It takes time.
It does.
I tried.
With practice,
well,
you
then
can
you're
do
just
anything.
Not committed to the ween.
I'm not. I'm definitely not.
Commit!
I can't do it. Is that it, Justin? Is that Turn of Tuesday?
I have some more, but I think we have a listener to get to. But there's always more
the
Tuesdays.
Bang. Extreme. Beat. The Bang. Extreme. Maybe you don't like working out either. You can win cash if you follow procedure.
Make sure you join us for Justin's next bit, Throw Up Thursday.
It's all about alliteration, people.
It's all good. All right, let's meet our contestant. Taylor, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, JC?
Doing awesome. What you got going on right now?
Oh, I was just getting ready for work. I didn't think I would get in.
Look at you. Look at you, girl.
What do you do for work?
I work at a bank.
Handing out money, making people happy.
Yeah,
you will do very well at this game because it involves a banker and a vault.
It really does, Big Al Mac. Now, Taylor, if you want a lot of money, what are you planning on doing with it?
Well, we're working on a vacation, but I was telling him we've had some tragedy in our local area with a loss of a life, and the mother and wife is still in the hospital, so people are donating funds. So,
That's so nice.
So this is going for a good cause, so everybody's going
to
be cheering you on, Taylor. We're all hoping you win big here. And that's really nice that you're thinking of someone else while you're trying to win some money on a radio show. That's really kind of you. So, let's get to it. Let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Difficult.
Password accepted.
That's it right there, Taylor. That's the password.
Step one complete.
Yep. Now, which vault would you like
to
pick?
I'm shaking.
Which vault would you like, Taylor?
Oh, I didn't think about that. What numbers are my choices?
Between 1 and 48, and 20 and 21 are taken.
34.
Vault number 34. All right, nice. Let's get that one ready for you. Set up right there. All right. Here is Kelly Raspberry to tell you how our game works.
Yeah, you're going to step up to the vault. The banker's going to call out dollar amounts that go up, 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 never backwards, always up. Now, you have to yell stop before the vault door closes, because if that happens, you win nothing. But I will tell you this. If the banker says any dollar amount ending in the word thousand, that is as high as it's going to go. It could be 1,000, 2, 3, 4, 5. We had a $2,000 winner yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Here it is.
So no matter what that dollar amount is, if it ends in thousand, yell stop, because that's it.
Perfect.
All right, Taylor. We're all cheering you on. One thing left to do, and that's to win that money. Let's play Beat the Bank Extreme.
Twenty, 120, 150, 210, 390, 440, 550, 630. 670. 800. 920. 1,000.
Stop!
Yeah!
People are so brave.
Wow.
We are shaking our heads. No, no, no. And you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
$1,000.
You ladies are awesome.
Boy, man, there's a steal.
Look at that. She picked
one. Hey, it's like Kelly says, when sometimes you don't win, you know, you didn't lose anything you didn't have before. So if I didn't get it, I didn't get it. So all in or all out.
There you go. All in or all out. There you go.
Good pick with vault number 34. Got you $1,000. And we know that that's going to go partially to the family in your hometown that is dealing with some tragedy. And hopefully you get to keep a little bit for you as well, right, Taylor?
If I don't, who cares?
I love your attitude.
Yeah, that's very, very giving. That's nice.
Well, Taylor, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you won.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
And Taylor, you hang on first. We'll get you all set up with that $1,000, okay?
Thank you.
All right. There she goes, Taylor.
Nice job.
Another $1,000 winner over here. We had $2,000 yesterday, $1,000 today. What's it going to be next? We got another chance for you to play here. We'll have another password in about 45 minutes, Kid Nation. So make sure you're listening. We're going to switch it all up, and then you'll have another chance to play once again. $5,000 vaults are still out there, though.
Yep.
And coming up next, let's get a little crazy. Name of the bit is Does That Make Me Crazy? And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got one that came in early here, and it says, hey, guys, here's an example. These are the quirky things you do. You think they're normal, but most people will let you know otherwise. And it says, hey, guys, I don't like caffeine, so to wake up in the morning, I take a big old bite of a raw jalapeno. The spicy level determines how good my day is going to be. Bland means bad. Super hot, good day. My boyfriend says I'm nuts and won't kiss me in the mornings. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one yet.
Intense.
That's kind of crazy. A jalapeno first thing in the morning?
Would it wake you up?
Well, it's a hot one.
Yeah, man. You might want to switch over to ghost pepper and see how that goes, you know? Maybe that'll get you going. I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd just take my risk with the caffeine, even if you don't like it. But, yeah, that's a crazy one right there, Kid Nation. Are you crazy? Ask us. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we just had a $1,000 winner. Taylor won $1,000 with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
So make sure you're listening. We're about 30 minutes away from another password. We're actually 20 minutes away from the password, 30 minutes away from playing. So we got you, Kid Nation. More money headed your way. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes. And right now, let's get a little crazy. The name of this is Does That Make Me Crazy? And that's exactly what you're asking us when you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Those things that you think are pretty normal or, you know, situations you find yourself in that your friends might find a little crazy.
All right.
You give us a call, tell us what it is, follow it up by saying, does that make me crazy? And we'll answer it for you. I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but when I'm watching Dancing with the Stars,
yeah,
I envision myself being on the show, and then I get severe anxiety over having to dance on television.
People watching.
Yeah, I'm never going to do the show. There's no way. I'm not even a celebrity for that show, but I still find myself feeling so anxious that I have to turn the show off. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. It's going a little bit
far. I just don't know how these people can do it.
That's a lot of nerve.
Yeah. From the text, every time I walk up the stairs at my parents' house or my basement stairs at my house, I always count the stairs just in case I ever go blind or have to run in the dark to get away from a burglar. That's from Samantha. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, I think that's...
You're ahead of the game, though. That way you can count. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, clear.
We're saying you have to have an emergency plan for natural disasters. Why can't you have an emergency plan for
escapes?
For that.
Yeah. Do you guys have an escape plan if something happens at your house, Kelly?
No.
Oh.
Stay and fight, dude.
Nah.
I stay and fight.
We do need to have one, though, I guess.
Right.
I have a crazy.
Go ahead, Jenna.
I don't even know why I'm going to tell it, because it's going to be a resounding crazy. My boyfriend told me this weekend that he wants to have a baby.
Aww.
And I was a little surprised, because I'm not trying to have a baby right now, but I did, and I didn't tell him I did this. I went online and started looking at baby stuff, like cribs and stuff, just to start, like, adding up where all of my disposable income might go.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I can't do this. Cribs, diapers, like, I started looking around online.
You're looking at, like, 10 to 20 diapers a day, early stages.
Oh.
And babysitters.
Yeah, that's like the least of it. I told him, you even know how expensive this is?
Wait a minute. I know one reason that you can't do this right now.
Why?
Because that would prohibit him coming up here bringing us breakfast.
Why?
He'd be taking care of the baby.
He'd be taking care of the baby.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Grandma Candy could watch the baby and he could still bring us breakfast.
I guess he could leave it at home for now.
There's that whole window of time where he'd be bringing us breakfast when I'm working pregnant.
Oh, yeah. We're still good for 9 months.
Around 9 months.
And then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
He could bring the baby.
So are you leaning to yes?
No. No, not right now. I didn't say no.
But you didn't say yes.
And she didn't say no.
I didn't say no. I didn't say yes. I don't know why. I think we just, we're nesting.
You're babyish.
Yeah. He was a baby.
We hung out with our best friend's baby the other day, and, well, she's a baby. She's two. She's crazy.
She
we left,
this baby is crazy.
She's crazy. She's hilarious. She's so verbal. She's crazy, though. And we left, and I'm, like, exhausted. And I was like, man, thank you. I needed that. You know, I needed it. And he looked at me, and that's when he was like, we should have a baby. Aww. Like, after hanging out with that?
Yeah. She'll do something
that
wrong.
That little monster?
And they'll ask her, why'd you do that? And she looks at him, eye contact and everything, because most kids don't even do eye contact, and goes, because I wanted to.
Yeah. That's going to be a strong, I like it. I like a strong
with
little
with the
girl.
Eye contact and everything.
Yes.
Like, okay.
It's going to serve her well.
My son says, I don't know, usually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I wanted to. Okay, that's fine. Giovanni.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy? All right, what do you do with your drinks?
Honestly, everybody says that I think I'm crazy because I like to mix whenever I go to a restaurant. I like to mix all my drinks together.
That's called suicide.
You think that's crazy?
Yeah.
It is.
That's literally what I said at first, but they, the guy said that it, don't mention anything about it or anything on the radio or something like that.
Oh, the name. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not politically correct anymore. Probably.
That's what we used to call it when we were kids. We'd go to the movie theater and you'd get one of everything.
Everything.
It was called a suicide.
And then the color comes out
literally,
weird.
Literally, that's just the only thing I like to drink. I hardly ever get any one type of soda.
And diet mixed in with regular?
I can't do it. No, I don't do diet.
Oh, okay,
no,
so just regular soda. Got it. Okay.
And you don't
do regular.
You don't do the iced tea either, because some people will go all the way to the iced tea.
Oh, man.
Oh, I do that too.
Oh, he does? Yeah, that makes you crazy. You throw the iced tea in there. I don't like that taste.
I don't either. You can't identify it. You know, I kind of want to be able to identify with them.
It's just sweet.
But then you get one flat one, and it ruins the whole
thing. The whole thing. Yeah, a little crazy. I haven't done it since I was probably in, like, high school.
Right.
I don't remember being a fan of it. Now, Lace.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm sure your parents wanted you to call because they want you to stop doing what you're doing at school, huh?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead with your crazy.
So, whenever I'm bored in class, I just take out my lid out of my pencil and eat it.
No!
Lace, that is not good.
It's not good for you.
That's not good.
You get poison.
You do that every day?
Not every day.
What's it taste like to you?
Delicious.
Like deadly?
Like nothing.
Like nothing. Yeah, see, then you're not missing out much if you stop eating it.
Maybe you should just chew erasers instead. Or it's got to be less complicated. I mean, less health complications, right?
The erasers?
Yeah,
it might erase all the pencil in your stomach.
We just don't want you to get sick, sweetheart.
Yeah, chew gum and then stick it up under the desk. That's what most kids do.
Yeah, but that's crazy. You know, we try to get away from lead toys for kids and stuff. So
pretty crazy, but
we're trying to keep you safe here, okay, Lace?
Okay.
No more pencil eating, Lace. It's crazy. All right, we shaved someone today.
Yeah.
Feel good about it.
If we've done one thing today.
Totally. We got to check up on Lace and make sure they're not eating the pencil anymore. Hi, Rami.
Rami?
Hi, Rami.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing awesome.
Good.
We want to see if you're crazy or not.
Okay. So, I saw a couple of snakes in my garage. It was around springtime. Freaked out, full level freak out. I cannot do snakes whatsoever. So I basically set my entire garage on fire.
You're like that meme.
You really
burned it down?
I didn't burn the garage down, but my neighbor started seeing what I was doing, and he came over with his grandson, and they took everything that I had in my garage. They're like, "Where do you want it?" I said, "Put it in the back burn pile." And so I went back there and I lit it all on fire. I'm like, "I'm not taking any chances." There were boxes, there was a tent, whatever it was, it's all gone now. So literally had to start all over.
Wow.
So now you can get snakes won.
Now you can get yourself a she shed, though. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Don't be lighting things on fire.
That's cray cray.
All right. Have a good day. Wow. Thanks for calling us. Burnt the whole garage down because she saw a bunch of snakes.
Literally.
I don't blame her.
Wow.
If you're scared of snakes.
Whew.
Hold on, Will. Will?
What?
What's up, Will?
Hey.
Hey.
This is a manly man right here.
Yeah.
All right, Will, go ahead with your crazy.
Yeah, I was hoping that's what it would be considered as, but my wife caught me.
What happened?
Shedding a tear, watching Overhauling.
You were crying.
I think the reveal is what gets me.
The reveal gets you?
It's a car show.
The truck,
okay.
Yeah.
Even if I watch an episode of Gas Monkey Garage.
Yeah, I tell you, man.
There you go.
Redoing those old cars.
A transformation.
This is shedding a tear.
They make you cry?
Yeah. I mean, I'm wishing it was me.
Right. I feel you, dog.
Yeah.
I love it.
Weird. I've never heard of anybody cry at those of Overhauling or Monkey Garage.
I don't think that makes you crazy. You're in touch.
Yeah, my wife turns to look at me and ask, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm serious."
Hey, I think that's sweet.
You're a manly man, dude.
You're the man, Will. You're going to cry over stuff.
Of gold.
Car's all good right there. Have a good day, Will. You keep on shedding tears for those beautiful reveals. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Hey.
So you're pregnant, Samantha.
I am.
Congratulations.
How far along are you?
Thank you. I'm only about 4.5 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And this has to do with the crazy.
Yes.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
We had a miscarriage in January. I lost my daughter at about 17 weeks.
All
so
right.
Since I found out on Wednesday, I have literally taken at least one pregnancy test a day. When I found out I was pregnant, I no joke took 7 pregnancy tests within like 3 hours.
Aww.
I think that makes me more paranoid than crazy, but it eases my mind and it makes me feel better.
You know what?
If it eases your mind
and it keeps you calm, you keep taking pregnancy tests until the day you give birth.
Are you buying them in bulk?
I probably would. Yes, I bought them on Amazon. It was like a pack of like 50 for like $10.
Oh, good for you. Okay, good.
That's a better deal than at the dollar store.
You should go buy some.
I bought mine at like $100 for $17.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I found a better deal.
They
sell them at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
They do?
Yep.
Dollar Tree
they
and pregnancy.
They do. That was the very first one I took.
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
They're not expired?
Nope.
No.
Well, we're going to be praying for you, Samantha, and we're going to wish you the best of luck this pregnancy, okay? And you call us back.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
A little further along. There goes Samantha. Taking a pregnancy every day, just in case.
Just in case.
Just to make sure. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
All right. Go ahead with your crazy.
My sister and I watch a lot of ID channel.
Yeah.
And she lives in Nacogdoches. Anytime we hear a gunshot at our house, we watch the clock to get a timestamp in case someone just got murdered. Does that make me crazy?
Wow. No.
You guys have a lot of gunshots where you live?
A lot, yeah. Especially now that it's hunting season.
Oh,
we live in the country.
Rural area. Yeah,
now, you keep taking that time because you could end up being on one of the shows and you could be like, yeah, I heard it at 3:22 in the morning.
Wow.
Specific time. You could probably solve a case because of what you're doing. I don't think it's crazy. I think you're being proactive.
Or at least be a good witness.
Yeah. Just want to be interviewed sometime.
Yeah.
Hey, Tabitha.
Hi.
All right. Go ahead with the crazy.
So I think Pepto-Bismol should be an ice cream flavor.
You like the flavor of Pepto?
Yes. So, like, if I could really get away with it, I would totally, like, get a glass of ice and just pour it in there.
Do it. In the privacy of your own home.
Yeah. Put in the ice tray.
My husband thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah. I used to like the taste of it when I was a little kid.
I like it.
But then you realize.
You know those?
I can back you
the
up.
The Christmas ribbon candies, the old ones, like the pink ones taste just like that.
Yeah.
All right. If you're an ice cream maker, make a Pepto-Bismol flavor for Tabitha, please.
That would be a fun Ben and Jerry's, like a random kind of flavor.
Cough syrup would be great for me.
And you know when they do the flavor contest for like jelly beans and stuff, you could recommend Pepto-Bismol. A lot of people do love that flavor. I used to.
I used to drink it as a kid just because it looked like candy. I don't know if the taste is kind of chalky.
I liked it. But then, you know,
oh, that's right. Yeah, if you drink too much of it. Yeah. Careful with that, Tabitha.
Got a lot of charcoal.
Thank you for your calls, Kid Nation.
All right.
Plenty of funny crazy this morning, but if you didn't get in, call us back next week. We'll try to get you in. We got to keep it going. Showbiz Top 5 coming up next with Kelly Raspberry.
Yes. Miley Cyrus is apologizing, but not to the person she should be apologizing to. And Nicki Minaj, did she finally do it? She's been teasing us for a while. It looks like she did. I'll tell you what. We have the Showbiz Top 5 next.
We also have another password so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Make sure you're listening.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al.
Trying to figure out what your costume is.
Mine?
Yeah. Did you say you have picked one out?
Yeah, I have one picked out.
You're not telling.
Well, my wife decided.
Hmm.
And I'll wear it this weekend. If what I need for it gets in on time. Because we did have to order something.
You need accessories.
I do. I need accessories. Okay. And
does it go with hers?
No, not really.
Not really a couple's deal?
No, it's not a couple's deal. Same realm. I don't know if that's a hint.
Realm.
And I know what she is, so I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a little hot dog with the face out of the weenie.
No, that's pretty cool, though. I like that one. All right. No, this one's different. It's topical.
And there
might be a lot of these.
Topical like an ointment?
No. No. Well, topical as in it might be a popular costume.
Are you?
And no, it's not a Joker.
Are you going as a turkey?
I'm not going as a turkey.
Turkey's in the news right now.
Topical really? As a costume.
Turkey the country?
What's going on with turkeys?
Or turkey the...
Yes, turkey the country. Yeah, something with the troops.
Oh, I thought you meant like
serious
Thanksgiving
stuff.
Turkey.
Yeah, you said it was topical. So I didn't know if you were going that way.
No.
Political.
No, I'm not going political.
Guess.
On
yes, yes. What could it be?
The Wall.
No.
Oh, the Masked Singer.
No, it's not the Masked. Oh, see, that'd be a good one, though. Dress up like one of the characters from Masked Singer now, but it's not.
Fortnite?
I almost went with Fortnite.
There's a ton of those.
Yeah, but yeah, there were so many that I decided not to.
You could dress up like Miley Cyrus, go out with your wife, and kiss her all night. Because it would be like, you know.
I could do that. Yeah, I should dress up like Caitlyn.
Yeah,
Brody's
Miley
ex-wife.
And Cody, and just have her walk around with her hands down the front of your pants all night.
I would need like 7 months to get in the Cody Simpson type shape.
Oh, come
oh
on.
Oh, my God.
Just that guy's
crunches.
Ripped, Kelly.
You got it.
Couple
he's
crunches.
A swimmer.
Yeah.
I've always said you have a swimmer's body.
How about Cody Simpson with a dad bod?
Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. All right, let's bring in our contestant. Hello, Ashley.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Oh, hi. God.
What are you up to, Ashley?
Oh, my God. I just got home from taking my kids to school.
Nice.
You got a case of the giggles.
The giggles this morning.
How many?
I cannot believe that I got through. Oh, my God.
Now, how many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
Do you know their names?
It is Emma, McKenna, Maddox, and Elisha. And my husband is probably on his way home from work right now listening to your show because we are huge fans and he is probably freaking out right now.
Oh, give him some love. What's his name?
His name is Derek. He's a coal miner. We're from West Virginia.
Wow.
Nice. You've been in West Virginia all your life. Have you ever visited East Virginia?
No. Yes. I have been to East Virginia. I've been all over Virginia.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Virginia and West Virginia is gorgeous.
Look at her going with your bit, Al. Yeah,
that's really nice of you, Ashley. You didn't have to.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Give you an extra $2.
All right. Well, with 4 kids, I'm sure you guys need a lot of money to keep food in that pantry and to keep them all fed, and they probably want a bunch of things. So we would like to help with that. Okay, Ashley.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So first, we have to step up to the vault.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
Lumber.
Password.
Now, her husband does coal, but this time lumber was the password.
Yeah.
Now you have gained entry into our hall of vaults. You may pick one of these vaults. Which one would you like, Ashley?
Oh, I'm going to choose 33.
All right.
33.
33 is all Ashley's. Yeah.
All right.
So 33 and 34 are now gone.
Yeah.
We went back to back.
21. Yeah. Right.
Why not go with it? All right. Here is Jenna Owens to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme, Ashley.
Okay, Ashley, you're going to enter the vault and the banker is going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts, but we have no idea when that vault door is going to shut. So it's on you to feel it out and just yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. And remember, if you hear anything that ends with 1,000, that's going to be the last number and it could go all the way up to 5,000, but we don't know. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Ashley, let's see how much money you can pull out of this vault. Let's play Beat the Bank Extreme!
110. 140. 220. 280. 330. 410. 480. 570. 600. 670. 740. 880.
Are you still giggling?
I am. I'm so thankful that I got three of you guys.
You're so
awesome.
You're so nice.
All right, well, Al owes you $2.
Yeah, I owe you $2.
Nerves to steal, Ashley.
It's okay, Al. Tell your husband. Have a good day. Thank you so much.
Tell your husband we're sorry, too. Y'all are big fans. He's a coal miner. Coal is my favorite fossil fuel, by the way. I've never mentioned that. I've never mentioned that on the air.
You haven't.
Well, good to know.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all have a great day.
Kelly's son, Cole. You cool guy.
We're doing Cole's.
No.
Cole Hand.
Cole Evans.
I just said that.
You did.
Cole Sprouse. Right?
Anna? Yeah. Oh, boy.
I got another.
Anna's out already.
I got another. I'm already out. I got another.
It's my turn now. Cole Shower.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Common Cole.
No.
It's
what is it? Yes.
I got one.
Uh-huh.
Nat King Cole.
All right, Jenna's the king of the Coles. Hey, if you want to play Beat the Bank Extreme, we're playing again tomorrow, 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central. We'll hook you up with that password. $5,000 vaults have not been touched yet, which means you're getting closer to finding one of those. Make sure you hang out with us.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so we did have a $1,000 winner today with Beat the Bank Extreme, and then we had one closed.
Oh, man.
We had a vault door closed, but it got up there, man. What was it, like 870?
880, I believe.
880?
Yeah.
I'll have another chance for you to play tomorrow morning. Us on the cast, my wife's really excited about something that happened to her. Right. And that's that she is now being acknowledged as a Hispanic American.
Wow, good for her.
On all profiles. So whenever she sent something and it has a description of her,
mm-hmm.
it'll say her name and it'll say ethnicity and it says Hispanic American. And you would think she won the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, she keeps checking that box.
I know. I mean, I got home yesterday and she looked at me and she goes,
hola.
You will never believe what happened. I said, what? And I'm thinking something cool. She finally got us a deal on something. Or she didn't sell something of mine or throw it away. Something changed. And she goes, I am Hispanic American. I said, according to who? And she said, according to this piece of paper. And she shows it to me. And sure enough, it says her name. And she didn't mark it. They just went ahead and thought she was Hispanic American.
Mm-hmm.
She's starting to receive things in the mail in Spanish.
Really?
Oh, how's her Spanish? Is she taking lessons?
Awful. Oh, Jenna, it's awful. She's getting the telemarketers when they call her. Because I complain. They'll call me in Spanish. I'm like, man, now I'm getting English speaking and Spanish speaking telemarketers. And she goes, I wish they would call me in Spanish. Now she's getting those.
Does she press Espanol at the ATM?
No, she does not. I think she would get so lost.
I would. I'm tempted to do it every time, but I'm like, and I know the pattern of what.
Well, you're getting money out.
I know, but I might get pesos or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what works.
Look, I've been thinking, I kind of want a small victory in my life like that, you know? I need something small that would make me as happy as it made my wife.
You get happy over the littlest things all the time. You're the happiest little fifth grade boy trapped in an adult body I know.
I need one, though. I haven't had one this week.
I haven't had one this week?
Okay. Yeah, you've gotten tweeted by celebs, all sorts of fun little things.
Yeah, right? No, it's Tuesday, but come on. I need a small victory. My wife got one yesterday. All right, let's get to Tidbit News.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Speaking of my people.
Yep.
Did you see this story? 25-year-old guy named Tyler Moon out there in Minnesota was running a 10-mile race earlier this month
in
Minneapolis. Instead of having his name printed on his bib, he had it say, Jesus Saves.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Man of God.
Yeah.
Well, around the 8th mile of the race, Tyler collapsed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it turned out he had an undiagnosed irregular heartbeat, which these can be dangerous. I mean, it happens to kids when they're playing sports, soccer, football. If they don't detect them, they drop, man.
No idea.
And so, yeah, young 25-year-old, probably in decent shape because they're running a marathon. It caused him to have a heart attack when this irregular heartbeat took place.
Yeah.
But Tyler was saved by the guy behind him, and he was saved by Jesus. Literally.
Jesus.
43-year-old guy named Jesus Bueno from Lakeville, Minnesota, was running right behind Tyler.
How about that?
And Jesus is a registered nurse, so on top of that, trained to do these sort of things. So he stopped running, told someone to call 911, started performing CPR on Tyler, kept Tyler alive until the paramedics got there, and they used a defibrillator to get Tyler's heart back into regular rhythm.
Man, that's great.
Tyler wound up breaking 5 bones in his face when he fell over, but he says he is just grateful to be alive and thankful to Jesus and all the other strangers who helped save his life.
Man, that's awesome. Cool.
Isn't that crazy? What are the odds that the guy behind you is named what you have on your chest? Now, I've had this conversation with my parents because in Mexico, we have a lot of people. In fact, I have family members named Jesus. And in Mexico, Jesus, that's Jesus. That's what
that
we call him.
They considered for you, right?
Yeah, that was one of the names considered for me. But how come we don't have, I don't think I've ever met a Jesus here in the States. I don't think the American.
Jesus?
Yeah, like an American that has been named Jesus.
Hmm.
I don't know.
And I wonder why that is. Is it because we don't want to, I don't know why.
I wouldn't.
It's just too sacrilegious for me. I remember a long time ago, there was a rock star who tried to name her daughter God. And the judge refused to allow that. I remember that.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with it.
I don't know. There has been times when the court said, no, you cannot name your child that because it's just too ridiculous.
It could be obscene or it could be, you can't name your kid God. That's
but I don't know if anybody's...
But name is Jesus.
But other names are okay.
Yeah, is there a Jesus out there that goes by Jesus, not Jesus? Because there's a lot of them in Mexico. I'm telling you, there's... Yeah. It's almost you can run down the street and go, Jesus! And like three of us would turn around, you know?
Yeah.
Same with Jose. But yeah. And Jose's Jesus' dad, you know, St. Joseph. I always wondered about that. How come I have
Jesus.
Right, Marty? Now, a lot of ladies that have kids complain about their husbands not doing stuff or helping with the kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't understand why this woman got upset when a woman broke into a home and tried to give a bath to the 2-year-old inside.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the mom caught the woman before the bath could start, but... I mean, you get mad for the husband not doing it. I mean, she was just trying to help do some chores. Who breaks into a house that tries to bathe a baby?
Somebody's crazy.
Well, obviously, Al, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, is that a redundant question?
3-year-old in the UK.
Not a redundant. What's the word?
Rhetorical question. Rhetorical no answer to question. It. 3-year-old in the UK ate 18 cups of yogurt when her dad left her unattended for just 10 minutes.
Hey.
18 cups.
He went around the house. I saw this story. He went around the house thinking, "There's no, where is it? I know it's spilled on the floor somewhere. I know there's a big mess somewhere." No, kid ate it.
But great gut health going on.
Right?
10 minutes. Remember when I tried to eat all that pudding? Like a pound of it?
Yeah.
I don't know how many 18 cups is, but I think for a little baby, that's got to be
a lot.
The equivalent of a couple pounds for a grown human. What was the weirdest thing your daughter did when you left her unattended, Kelly?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Probably just getting into makeup or something like that. You know, lipstick. That's usually a big player.
All it takes is 2 minutes. The one that popped into my head was I left my son unattended for about 30 seconds just because I went to the bathroom to go pee. And he was on the bed and he hadn't rolled over ever. And that was the moment he decided that he was going to start rolling.
Yeah.
And he rolled right off the bed.
Yeah, it happens.
I just about died when I heard that thump.
I'll tell you. And if every parent admitted to how many times they've dropped or their baby.
No one talks about it, but y'all have to drop babies, right?
They don't talk about it.
You just can't talk
about it. Because they get all floppy.
When they're very floppy. Yeah. And, you know, I had my daughter on my hip one time and I was walking through a door and I hit her head on the door jam, I guess you'd call it, because you're just, your sense of... Your depth perception's off. It's like, oh my gosh.
I tumbled down an entire flight of stairs in one of those walkers with the trays.
Yeah.
My mom's like, I turned my back for a minute and I heard you at the bottom of the stairs. Paramedics came. Fine.
CPS is on the phone right now.
Fine.
You know, we just don't talk about it because it's embarrassing
it's
and
so
horrifying,
right.
But everybody does it.
And one time I walked in on Kason and he was probably like 2 and he had been chewing on some crayons and drinking glue. So he just gave me...
Drinking glue?
He was trying to pour in his mouth.
That reminded me. I was having a party at my house one time, and Emma Kelly had a little plate table that was covered in magic marker stuff, and I got some... soft scrub with bleach.
Yeah.
And I was trying to bleach out the stains.
Whoa.
Doorbell rings. I get distracted. I don't go back to get it.
Oh, no.
And my friend's daughter was using it as body lotion. It was all over her.
Nice.
Whoa. Soft scrub with bleach. Horrifying.
How white was she?
Yeah. It could have been really bad.
Yeah, it could have burned her.
Well, you can't leave stuff out
nope.
for a minute.
Got to be careful. On the phone is Marshall. Hi, Marshall. You say you have a victory for me?
Yes, I do, JC. I hope it qualifies.
What is it?
I have two daughters, 18 and 22, and they're both dating and looking for that Mr. Right. And our little acronym in the family is JCM, and that means are they JC material? And we work that into the conversation. And they'll look at me and wink or whatever because we just love you. I mean, we think that you're a good dad, a good father. You're just a good guy.
Look at that.
So that's our little victory for you, okay?
Oh, thank you, Marshall. I thought you were talking about Jesus Christ.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.